In Jesus' name, amen. Kalimera, good morning. I, Paul of Tarsus, am pleased to be with you today, and I am happy also that you have heard a reading from one of my letters to the Corinthian congregation, what you call 1 Corinthians. If you would allow me, I would like to comment on the main idea of these verses 21 to 23, which say, "For since by the wisdom of God the world has not known God through its wisdom, God has been pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of the proclamation, since indeed Jews seek signs and Greeks seek wisdom. And we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness." Let me unpack this thought a little bit. Notice that I said in these verses that Jews sought signs. Now, just what did I mean by that assertion? Well, I did not mean that they sought signs as such, any old signs, as you might say. In fact, our Lord Jesus did do signs. He was transfigured on the mountain before Peter, James, and John, and he fed vast crowds of 5,000 and 4,000 men, just to name a few. But the Jews wanted specific kinds of signs, those which would convince the doubters, those which would convince the hard of heart. But our God in Christ did not give those kinds of signs. He gave proofs to those who followed him, like Peter, James, and John, and not to all. Or among the thronging crowds, he used humble means, ambiguous signs at best, like bread and fish, like water jars, like spittle mixed with dust. I too did the signs of an apostle, as I wrote to the Corinthians in a letter somewhat later than the one you heard. But these could not convince the unbelieving heart. Read of my resurrection of Tychicus in Acts chapter 2, written by my companion St. Luke, and see that there is another way in which this story could be understood. And what about wisdom then? The darling of the Greeks, the intellectual non-Jewish people of my time. Again, not just any kind of wisdom did they seek. A specific kind of wisdom was their goal. That which fit their thinking. That which they would prize. But again, our God did not conform to their way of doing things in Christ, though he is very wise. The Greeks thought that this world, the things of earth and sense, were unworthy of eternal things. But our God's thinking has embraced created things. And in his wisdom, Christ our Lord took on very human flesh, born of a woman, born in our world, that we might receive adoption as sons. And this is why the cross is key. Why have I preached Christ and Christ crucified at that? Because he is God's kind of sign. He is God's kind of wisdom at the very core. He, Christ crucified, is not an indisputable sign. As John Mark, my former helper, tells us, at Christ's crucifixion, the leader said, "The Anointed One, the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross that we may see and believe." What kind of sign is getting killed? And he, Christ crucified, does not conform to the wisdom of this world. Would you, having the form of God, empty yourself by being bound to human flesh? The eternal bound to that which passes away, and then humble yourself by submitting yourself to death, even death on a cross? That would make one weak. Not a very smart thing to do. which is why the leaders also mocked. Others he saved, himself he cannot save. But in that weakness is true power, the power to take care of sin by nailing it to a cross, a truly smart thing to do indeed. And in so doing, giving the greatest sign that God loved us, even while we were yet sinful folk. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially my brothers who are preparing to preach the word, please, please, do not be confounded by the crucified Son of God, by the God who works in humility through human flesh, by the God who works foolishly through simple means like water, bread, and wine. When our lives get hard, we ask for signs. All of us ask for signs. And when our lives do not make sense, yes, when our ministries do not work out the way we think they should, we wonder what God is thinking in his plans. Just look to the cross. Look to the crucified Christ. And try to remember this, as I have tried to remember it for myself, that God works through what seems lowly, and God works foolishly through simple means. Why? Because only then can his strength be perfected. Only then can it be by grace alone. And only then can he be all in all. Go in the blessing of God's crucified Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.